air pollution is just one of the biggest problems we're facing in this country. You know, tens of thousands of people are dying early each year, and we have got I think it's 30 towns across the southeast that are breaching World Health Organization guidelines. You know, people are dying needlessly in those towns.
As far as these particular figures are concerned, I mean, it can sound quite technical, can't it, to people who don't really understand. They're talking about these toxic particles within the air. So obviously this is nothing we can see, probably nothing we can smell. But I mean, how dangerous are these toxic particles?
Well, this report focuses on a thing called particulate matter 2.5, which is the smallest size of particles. And they come from diesel engines, petrol engines, and so forth. They are very, very toxic. They can pass freely in and out of the bloodstream. They can go into the brain, and they can basically affect any part of the body in terms of how they cause damage. So they are particularly toxic.
Obviously quite concerning. Let's take a quick look at the areas in Kent, six parts of Kent, where they're saying that these the levels of these particles are breaching World Health Organization guidelines. Dartford is said to be the most affected part of Kent. For people living in Dartford, they've spoken to us about it before. This probably isn't going to come as a massive surprise, is it?
No, I mean, Dartford does suffer. It's got two major roads running through it. It's got the Dartford Crossing. It's got the M20 just a few miles away. And of course, there's additional pollution from power stations and blowing in from the continent and the North Sea as well. So it's supremely placed to be one of the highest or the highest placing pollution place in Kent. So hardly a surprise. But really, another sort of damning indictment of the car industry and the car and the way we travel, in terms of we can see the effects quite directly on the place where the most cars travel through.
Absolutely. I mean, people living in Dartford previously have said how concerned they are because of the amount of traffic just sat there often, and with engines chugging away if there are delays at the crossing, for example.
Yes, I mean, it is a complete nightmare for those people living there, I'm sure. As you say, the traffic at the crossing, plus the traffic in the town centre, and anyone who's been to Dartford can see, it sort of sits in a bowl and collects pollution.
So, Stuart, what can be done? Presumably this isn't an easy thing to tackle, but what can the likes of you and me actually do to try and you know, make this problem go away, as it were?
I mean, at an individual level, obviously, the less we drive our cars, the better. But actually, we've got to press for political change, and radical political change in the way we get about and the way we structure society. We've got to get away from petrol, diesel engines, into public transport, clean buses, mind you, clean trains. And cycling and walking have to be at the forefront of transport in the future. The day of the car and the day of the combustion engine has to come to an end very soon.